AI-narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Nordson's near-high close draws 3.0 million shares, while relative strength trails machinery peers. Nordson ended the week 2.5% below its 52-week high, with above-average participation. But the ShareMaestro read remains balanced, as relative strength and peer context lag the price move. Research brief. Nordson Corporation closed at $295.9 for the week ended 19 June, up 3.0% on 3.0 million shares, or 1.6 times its 13-week average. The long weekly trend signal remains active, and price sits 9.6% above the trend line, but the stock's 25.2% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, negative relative strength, and lagging industry returns keep the setup from becoming a clean momentum story. Key points. 1. NDSN gained 3.0% for the week and is up 14.0% over 12 weeks, with the latest close at 92.3% of its 52-week range. 2. Volume confirmation improved, with 3.0 million shares traded versus 1.8 million for both the 13-week and 52-week averages. 3. The trend signal is active, with 49 of the past 52 weeks active, while activity pressure turned positive at 0.26, but shows no fresh buy signal. 4. Relative strength remains negative at -1.62, and NDSN lagged the U.S. Specialty Industrial Machinery Group over 1, 4, and 12 weeks. Price action presses toward the high. Nordson finished the latest week at 295.9, a 3.0% gain that left the stock only 2.5% below its 52-week high of 303.5. The move keeps the industrial's name in the upper end of its annual range, with the close sitting at 92.3% of the distance between the 204.4 low and the high. The weekly trend signal remains active, supported by a 49-week active streak and a close 9.6% above the 270.1 trend line. The other side of that strength is valuation distance. NDSN is 25.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at 236.4, which signals firm premium demand, but also raises the bar for further confirmation. Sector context is supportive, but the industry comparison is less flattering. Nordson's 3.0% weekly return beat the U.S. industrial's average of 1.4%, but it trailed the U.S. specialty industrial machinery industry average of 4.2%. The same pattern is visible over longer windows. NDSN's 2.4% four-week gain and 14.0% 12-week advance lagged the industry averages of 8.0% and 19.2%. Breadth is mixed across the group. Industrials show 56.0% active trend breadth and 55.0% positive market dynamics breadth, while only 48.0% have causative relative strength. In specialty industrial machinery, trend breadth is weaker at 46.6%. Activity pressure is better at 56.2%, and positive relative strength breadth sits at 42.5%. That backdrop helps explain why NDSN's price trend looks constructive, while its peer rank remains only mid-pack. Market dynamics improve, but relative strength has not confirmed. The latest activity pressure reading moved to a positive 0.26 after several recent negative readings, including negative 0.02 on 12 June and negative 0.27 on 5 June. That improvement supports the week's price action, although the signal state is still listed as no fresh buy, so the evidence is constructive rather than decisive. Relative strength is the weaker part of the read, at negative 1.62. It has improved from negative 4.44 on 29 May, but remains below zero, and the ShareMaestro setup signature is still a balanced read rather than a broad acceleration signal. The composite score of 66 reflects that mix. Trend and participation are working, while relative performance has yet to match the price location. Volume gives the move credibility, with risk concentrated near the highs. Participation was the clearest positive development. NDSN traded 3.0 million shares in the latest week, well above the 1.8 million 13-week average, and also 1.6 times the 52-week average. The plus 3.0% return on the heaviest bar in the recent confirmation window suggests institutional attention improved as price approached the high. Risk is not excessive on volatility alone, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.4% versus a 2.7% one-year base. The up-down split is favorable at 32 positive weeks against 20 negative weeks, and the average gain of 2.3% exceeds the average loss of 1.8%. Still, two recent reversal markers, the 25.2% fair value premium and the close proximity to the 52-week high, make follow-through important. Next week's watch items are whether activity pressure stays positive, whether volume remains above the 1.5 times participation threshold, and whether price can challenge $303.5 without fading back toward the $270.1 trend line. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.